It's time. 31 Days, 31 Podcasts. 31 Days, 31 Podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman quadrilling.
Welcome. It's day 7. We've made it a full week. We did it. We made it. Can't believe you ate it. Padawan. Today, we're going to talk about death. Specifically, there was a paper in the Journal of Abnormal and Social Psychology from the 60s. And it set out it basically set these things, these 7 rules, or these 7 reasons that humans fear death. Why are we afraid of death? And it kind of came up with these 7 things. So I thought, well, if I could eliminate these 7 things from my life, then would I not fear death? That's kind of the theory, right? Like, if this is truly why people are afraid of death, if these things didn't exist, would we fear death? So let's go through and see, because I don't think all of these would be true. Number 1, my death would cause grief to my relatives and friends. I don't really think about that so much. Not to be an asshole, but fuck y'all. But also, like, I mean, I'll be dead, so I won't be there to experience that. And I don't know, I guess it's like, it's weird to think of, maybe this is a real dick thing to think. But I guess I think, you know, when I think about my own death, I don't think about like, oh, my friends will be so sad. Because I'm kind of like, well, I'll be dead. So really, who's got the worst end of the stick there? Come on. I mean, are people going to be coming to my deathbed, you know, and being like, dude, it's going to suck when you're gone. I'm going to be so sad. You should feel bad for me. And I'll be like, eh. Yeah, I mean, I'll do my best. That's what I'll say. And then I'll be like, maybe you should go. 2, all my plans and projects would come to an end. That's probably true. Like, if I died now, there's unfinished things that I would never finish, and that I don't like. However, I always thought that if I died, what I would do is, like, you know, pay up the hosting and stuff for this website, and then it's like podcasts could continue coming out for years after my death. I mean, they'd be way spaced out and shit. Wouldn't it be great, though, if, like, a Padawan happened after I was dead? It was like I recorded it in my final days, and then it was like, oh, from beyond the grave comes helpful snowman Padawan. The message so important that it came from beyond the grave. So, I mean, I think that this sucks, but at the same time, I'm like, I have an answer to it, which is I need to finish my shit, and then also you can lay in some shit that'll continue on after you're gone. You know, I could put on Kindle books on the store that, like, and then set the publication date for years in advance. So it's like, you'll just have to wait for the next one. The process of dying might be painful. Yeah, I think that's possible. I wouldn't say that's something I fear, not because I don't think it's likely or possible, just because that's like so abstract because you don't really know what's going to happen and all that kind of, I guess it, to me, that feels like fearing something that is maybe, maybe not, and fearing it isn't going to change that. So I guess I don't fear that per se. Not that I don't think it's likely. I'm not like, oh, I'll probably be fine. I just think that there's no getting around that one. I could no longer have any experiences. Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know if I fear that again. It's more like a regretful thing, you know, where I'm just like, I couldn't do any stuff anymore. You know what I mean? Like, that seems like a real short way to summarize basically the whole problem of death, which is like, I couldn't have any more experiences. And it's like, yeah, you'll be dead. That one, it might as well say number four, I would be dead. And that's the problem. I feel like maybe the answer there is to have... Well, I think there's a couple answers. I think you could have enough experiences in life where you feel like, you know, I didn't get to do everything, but I got to do a lot. I did a pretty good job. And the B is to experience something horrific so that when you die, in that same yokai book, there was a, from the last episode, there was a guy, you know, like a samurai who fought this demon over and over and like became immortal, but he had to keep fighting this demon. And so then finally he defeated this demon and some, you know, kindly spirit was like, I'll grant you any wish. And he was just like, I just want to have an eternal restful sleep. And that's it. Cause it was just like, I've seen too much horrible shit. So that's another route to that is to have, you can either have a great life or a terrible life. I guess you want to skip the middling life and go to one end of the spectrum or the other. Five, I would no longer be able to care for my dependents. Well, I have none of those at the current, so that's good news. I guess if I end up getting a cat or something again, I'll just have to, I'll set something aside for the cat to, you know, make sure it gets adopted and everything taken care of. That'll be fine. I don't worry about that. I don't think I'm such a good, such a great person that it would be like, well, now if I died, my cat slash kid would never, would be a homeless on the street. Because what would they do without me? Because I'm so great. Six, I am afraid of what might happen to me if there is a life after death. I guess I don't fear that either because I don't think it's true, but also I think if it is true, I think I've led a generally good life. I mean, I don't know. I suppose it's possible that the rules of it could be extremely unfair and arbitrary. That's, I think that's kind of funny is, you know, when people try to logic out the afterlife where they're like, well, I've been a good person. I'm not going to end up the same place as Hitler. But part of me is like, I mean, if there is an afterlife, like, isn't it entirely possible that, okay, the circumstances of your birth are so random, right? Like, they're completely, there's so many factors and so many things. Isn't it entirely possible that after you die, the determination of, like, heaven and hell and all that is also 100% random? Like, that seems very possible to me. But I don't know. I guess, like, the prospect of life after death doesn't scare me just because I feel like I've led a good life. So if there is a determination to be made, that at worst I'll end up in somewhere that's just super boring, which would kind of suck. But, you know, I feel like I could come up with activities. But, I think also, I mean, okay, like the idea of an afterlife to me that would be great would be basically, it'd be similar to my current life. It would just be like I'd have all the time in the world to like read the books and play the games and write the things and do all that, right? Like I could just kind of, I wouldn't have to go to work, obviously. I wouldn't have to like cook and clean. But other than that, you know, if I could remove the parts of my life that were responsibilities, that would be pretty rad. But so like the opposite of that is, I guess, my current life, kind of, except just the proportions are different. Like, I guess my hell is sort of you know, if I'm not just being tortured to death and stuff, it's just like I just work a lot and I have no time to myself and all my things go undone. But that's only really hell because, you know that death is coming at some point, and you'll eventually run out of time. Like, I don't know how hellish that is if I'm like, well, this is eternity now, so whatever. But anyway, all that to say, that's not really a fear of mine. Seven, I am afraid of what might happen to my body after death. No, I wouldn't say that at all. I wouldn't say that I'm even remotely afraid of what will happen to my body after death. I mean, I think I'll leave instructions, but if those instructions are not followed, I'm not super worried about it. I kind of just see it as, you know, it's your flesh, right? Your vessel. It's like I owned these atoms for a while and now they don't belong to me anymore. So they go back to the earth or whatever. I mean, that's the way of things, right? So yeah. So wait a minute. When I look at this, of course this screen goes to rest right then. My screen has passed away. Let's see. I fear my project's coming to an end. I can no longer have experiences, but that was about it. So 2 out of 7. I only have to get rid of 2 out of 7. So I got to finish all my projects and lay in some stuff for if I die. And then I guess have some experiences or have some terrible experiences. Either way, the answer here seems to be experiences. You know. So I guess maybe I should do some writing today, huh? Get some shit done so that when I'm going to die, I'm like, all right, well, I did things. Well, those are the 7. Think about how you feel about those. Maybe you can get rid of your fear of death. And then, be fearless and then end up with me in purgatory doing nothing. See you tomorrow.